I'm Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. The restaurant Le Hatley at Manoir Hovey in North Hatley on Lake Massawippi has been awarded one of the highest culinary distinctions in America. This accolade was granted following a recent evaluation by one of the anonymous inspectors at the AAA Diamond Program. This recognition places Le Hatley and its chef, Alexandre Vachon, among a very select group in North America. We spoke to Mr. Jason Stafford, director of Manoir Hovey, Relais et Château, asking him first off, what significance does receiving a 5-diamond rating hold for them?
Oh, well, our entire family and team at Manoir Hovey are thrilled to have attained the 5-diamond designation for our gastronomic restaurant, Le Hatley. We do have two restaurants on the property of our hotel. And 5 diamonds is pretty much the highest distinction that any restaurant can achieve within North America, outside of the areas that have Michelin stars, and that's only in some certain cities across the continent. Michelin stars are not widespread like they are in Europe and other parts of the world. So the five-diamond designation with CAA and AAA is very hard to attain. There's only 4 other restaurants in all of Canada that have that designation.
Our guest, Mr. Stafford, explains the workings of the process for achieving 5 diamonds, highlighting how its rigorous standards reflect the exceptional service and unmatched quality provided by the establishment.
No, CAA and AAA, which is the same association in either Canada or the U.S., they inspect their hotels and restaurants rigorously every year. The inspections are anonymous, and the inspectors are always very good at being incognito. So very often, or most often, they're undetected when they visit. So, any inspection result, if you attain 5 diamonds, is a reflection of the reality of the food and service that is being presented at the given restaurant or hotel.
In response to my question about the secret to his success, Mr. Stafford provides a fascinating insight into the legacy of Manoir Hovey, a family-owned establishment since 1979, where hospitality runs in his blood as a third-generation hotelier.
Well, my father bought Manoir Hovey in 1979, and I'm actually a third-generation hotelier. It all started with my grandfather in the 1950s, who founded another hotel on Lake Massawippi. But we have been very proud ambassadors for the Canadian and Quebec terroir ever since day one at our gastronomic restaurant at Manoir Hovey. So we've been promoting, the best seasonal, local, fresh products. We try to establish relationships with producers that are as close to our property as possible. In any restaurant, the quality of the ingredients is what really makes the difference, along with the talent of the chef and the attention to detail of the service team. So for us, it's just a wonderful recognition to have attained this 5-diamond status. We're also part of the Relais and Château family of hotels and restaurants. So we have about 600 of us all around the world. We're in 60 countries. And one of the big emphases of Relais and Château is, compared to other hotel groups, is the emphasis on gastronomy and on promoting sort of terroir, local-driven cuisine. So presenting the best of what your region or your area of the world has to offer. And I think that's something that we've consistently been doing since 1979, when my father first acquired Manoir Hovey, and it's remained in the family since. So we're truly honored to have achieved this highest level distinction that is attainable with the 5-diamond designation for our Le Hatley restaurant.
We go on to uncover the rich history behind Manoir Hovey, and Mr. Stafford tells us the fascinating story of its origins and evolution, shedding light on the property's transformation from a private residence to the renowned hotel it is today.
Well, my father purchased Manoir Hovey in 1979 from Robert Brown. It was initially built as a private residence by Henry Atkinson, who was the owner of Atlanta Power Corporation in the turn of the century, at the late 1800s. He used to come up to Canada with his train, and there was a train station in North Hatley, and he discovered this beautiful village on Lake Massawippi, which is North Hatley, and he decided to build his summer estate. So the first, 50 some odd years of its history, our property, it was the private residence of Henry Atkinson. And then it was converted in 1950 to a hotel, and my family, my father and mother, acquired Manoir Hovey in 1979, and it remains in the family. We're a family-owned and operated establishment, and that's really one of our core values, is to treat our team and our guests like members of our family. And I think that that's one of the keys to our success as well, is that we try to personalize all aspects of our service. We try to get to know the preferences of our guests, and we're so fortunate to have the majority of our guests are repeat, and they come back, and we get to know them, and we get to understand their preferences, and we can deliver personalized service. And that's also a key component of attaining a five diamond designation, is the ability to personalize the experience, to offer a high level of detail in the service, and of course impeccable work in the kitchen by the chef and his brigade. So yeah, we're very proud to have Alexandre Vacheron with us since 2018. Previously worked with Daniel Boulud, who's a world acclaimed chef, has restaurants all around the world. So Alexandre has brought in, he's a real team builder, and he's just assembled a wonderful team in the kitchen, and they just strive for excellence every day. So they're always aiming to push the envelope, and every day we aim to be a little bit better than the day before. So it's in hospitality and in the restaurant business, we can never rest on our laurels. We always have to have the objective of improving and evolving, and I think that's something that we've managed to keep on top of over the years. And so again, we're just thrilled to have attained this five diamond distinction, as I think it's a wonderful recognition for our team, who works really hard to please.
Now let's hear about the expansion project at Manoir Hovey. Mr. Stafford shares details about the recent phases of development, including the completion of a world-class thermal spa and the ongoing construction of a new lakeside pavilion.
Well, Manoir Hovey has actually been in a multi-phase expansion over the last few years. So the first phase was actually completed last July, and that consisted of the construction of a new world-class thermal circuit spa, right on the lake side, right next to the existing main manor building. So we've built a new world-class spa, which opened in July of 2023. There's a whole new outdoor pool area, as well as several hot tubs, and there's a hammam, and there's steam showers, and there's a dry sauna facing the lake, and then there's some spa suites as well associated with that first phase. So that is complete and has been very well received by our guests. The 12 bedroom pavilion is phase two, and the construction of that is well advanced at this point. The building is fully built essentially, and we're just in the finishing stages now. The interiors and decoration, and putting the marble in the bathrooms and so on. So we're expecting to welcome our first guests into our new lakeside pavilion in by September at the latest, possibly even August.
And for those keeping tabs on former President Bill Clinton and his family's activities, their potential return to Manoir Hovey may remain a mystery for now. Our guest emphasizes the golden rule of hospitality. A reputable hotelier never divulges guest plans.
Well, as a hotelier, I can never speak to who may or may not be arriving at any given time. I think it has been well reported in the media over several years that President Clinton and family are regular visitors to our property, but I certainly can't comment on their travel plans or any upcoming plans that they have.
A special thanks to Mr. Jason Stafford, director of Manoir Hovey, Relais et Chateau in North Hatley on Lake Massawippi. I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.